And then I want us to pray this evening on and concentrate on three areas. I want you to pay attention. First, I want us to pray for Israel. I want us to pray for Israel. In Psalm 122. Psalm 122. We know God has never changed. God has never changed, will never change. He made covenant with his people. He's never changed. I ministered, I think the beginning of this year, some of the reasons we pray for Israel. You remember that? You're still here or you left? Let me see if I can refresh quickly. That I think will help you. Got my notes. The beginning of this year, during the prayer and fasting. Actually, it was 2nd February. And I'll say some of the reasons why we pray for Israel, and then I'm going to mention them. But it's through Abraham we have received the blessing. That's Genesis 12, 1, 3, and verse 3 says, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse him who curses you, and in you all the families or nations of the earth shall be blessed. And then Galatians 3, 6, we say 6 to 9, so Abraham's seed actually shows us that we are Abraham's seed. I like it from the Galatians 3, the Amplified Version. Let me see if I can go there quickly. Just refreshing, tonight is prayer time. I said what, Galatians 3? Then I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Not Amplified Classic, but Amplified Version. What is this now? It says, so then those who are people of faith, whether Jew or Gentile, are blessed and favored by God and declared free of the guilt of sin and its penalty and placed in right standing with him along with Abraham the believer. You see that? Do they have it there? Okay. So he says, then those who are people of faith, we are, whatever, whether Jew or Gentile, are blessed and favored by God and declared free of the guilt of sin and its penalty, and placed in right standing with him along with Abraham, the believer. All right? So we see that. I won't go further into it. But one of the reasons is through Abraham we've received the blessing of God. And the second one I gave was through the God of the Hebrews we have received salvation in the Lord Jesus. The Bible calls him Abraham, was Abraham the Hebrew. We find that in Genesis 14, 13. The one who had escaped came and told Abraham the Hebrew. And Exodus also said, remember, God kept speaking to Moses, tell Pharaoh, they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. It's the God of the Hebrews. Exodus 7, 16, you'll find that also. Exodus 5, 1. Also, and then, so that the second reason is through the God of the Hebrews, we've received what? Salvation. Jesus walked on this earth, born into a house of a Hebrew. All right? Then, the three I said is, come on now, what was that? Three is, one, two, three, we honor our heritage. If you've come from our family, you need to honor the heritage that we've been given. So we honor the heritage. And in Matthew 1:1, the new covenant begins with the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So we see our Messiah. I don't understand, one can say is born again, spirit-filled, and helped the Jewish people. You see what I'm saying? Not so. Born again, supposedly spirit-filled. I wonder what spirit that will be. And hate the Jewish people. So we own our heritage. And I remember Galatians 3:29 says, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Another reason is it's the plan of God to save the Jews because of his covenant. It's his plan to save the Jews because of his covenant. And I said there are several scriptures regarding that. Romans 10, 1 and 2, it talks about that. And then another reason is they are coming to Christ, his great riches to the church. You have to read, and the world, you have to read that in Romans chapter 11. And then some of those reasons. Okay? So does that help you? Or refresh you, those of you who heard or you are remembering? But why do we pray for Israel? That's what I've given to you. Then Psalm 122, verse 6 to 9 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The word of God is eternal. May they prosper who love you. You say, then, how can I pray for peace? Seeing that if you watch news at all, you know what is happening in Israel. Seeing that there are chaos. There are wars and rumors of wars. That's why you need to pray for their peace. If there is peace, you don't need to ask for peace. You won't be asking for peace in heaven. Lord, give us peace over here in our mansion. You won't do that. Because there's no need for that. He's a Prince of Peace. He'll be with us forever. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. And verse 8, for the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, let's say it, peace be within you, because of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. All right? Now, let me go to Psalm 124, tell you I'm praying for Israel. So pay attention, because you are going to have in divisions for different ones, praying into these three items I want to focus on. In 124, Psalm 124 verse 1 says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. If it was the will of the enemy, Israel could not have existed. Hitler, in the 1930s and 40s, of course, the Second World War, was to annihilate or to remove Jews from the planet, kill them. Were it not for the Lord who was on their side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our soul, then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Look at verse 6. Can you say it together? Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. So you stopped? Did you stop? Huh? Did you shoot just one arrow and then kept quiet? And we're reading the scripture. Let's go verse 6 again. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And you missed a place to say hallelujah. Our help is our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Is there help, the Jewish people? Listen, because of the covenant, but it's our help too. It's in the name of the Lord. The wars and rumors of war. You see what is happening, like, I mean, almost all over the world. Even the UK. Riots, burnings, killings. You go around and Israel, you see all what is happening. Riots, the Hezbollah this side. I mean, what about our city? Rumors of war, rumors of protest, nane nane. Nane is a new beginning for believers. we take the word of God. Amen. We take the word of God, church. We take the word of God. I dictate in the spirit what is going to happen. Now I hear people say that it's going to happen. I say it's not going to. I'm yet to, if I'll ever be able to share. Well, the Lord spoke to me 2 weeks ago, early on Tuesday morning. But I can tell so many still are politically minded and do not receive that. So I've kept it over there. But he spoke to me. And I wrote that down. But he reminded me in preparing this afternoon of praying for a nation that I'm going to do it. We've done it in the past, but let's go. So the first one is praying for Israel. I'm going to have a section, all right? So do you have some ammunition? And then the second one, we are going to pray for Kenya. And we still have our ammunition in Psalm 35. Verse 1, the Passion Translation 2:10. You remember it? Yeah. You know, a gun is a gun, even if it was made some years ago. As long as it's in good condition, it will kill. You can say, well, you are old fashioned, you won't kill me. Oh, until that bullet came out. The Lord has reminded me several times, I gave you the word for this. So look at this in verse 1. Psalm 35. Now we talk about spirits. Remember in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 5, the New King James Version says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we are talking about strongholds of the enemy. Why would I stand against the scales in our nation? Because it's God's will for us to have peace. It's God's will for us to have peace. So this is not for the political minded. You know what now these are my thoughts. Political minded people, and that's where they operate from, they are under the prince of the power of the air. You know what that means? They are under the prince of the power of the air. Why would I say so? Let me give you an example from the scriptures. When Daniel said the prince of Persia, you remember he had been praying for 21 days, and then the angel finally came, Michael, and he says, I was stopped, actually. I was in warfare, so to speak, with the prince of Persia. But then he started saying what will happen after. I tend to think and I tend to believe, and I believe I'm right in the scriptures from even Ephesians chapter 6. There is a prince of Kenya, the realm of the spirit, wanting to control the affairs and wanting to control the political affairs, wanting to control the lives of people. And He does not live in the heavens of heaven, where the throne of God is. He lives in the second heaven. But I'm telling you, we have been raised together with Christ. We have been made to sit up far above all principality and power and dominion and might. So if I'm political minded and that's what is influencing my decisions, I am under that spirit. But if I'm living by revelation of the kingdom of God, I am far above that spirit. I can decree the word of God and disperse the work of the enemy. You see, when you come into the presence of God, and truly presence of God, not many times say, oh, this is the presence, and really, we still carnally minded. But I'm talking of truly being in the presence of God, you'll have no debates. You'll have knowings. You see what I'm saying? You'll have no debates. Who's supposed to be the president? Who's supposed to be? There are no debates there. You have a knowing. You have an understanding. You have insight. You have the wisdom of God. You've tapped into the mind of the all-knowing one. You see things by the Spirit of God, and you act on them by the Spirit of God. So, but still, I won't share that because of the mind, that minds we need to renew. Because you can't accuse me for any part. Even during elections, I stay still with the word. You may think I'm talking that way, but I'll still go to the scriptures. You understand? But look at this then. So can we deal with this spirit?
Yes.
Let's deal with this spirit. Oh Lord, fight for Kenya. Harass the hecklers. So you better be far from the heckling spirit. Harass the hecklers. Accuse Kenya's accusers. Fight those who fight against Kenya. Put on your armor, Lord. Take up your shield and protect Kenya. Come on. Can we do it together? Rise up, mighty God. Grab your weapons of war and block the way of the wicked who come to fight Kenya. Stand for Kenya when they stand against Kenya. Speak over Kenya's soul. I am your strong savior. You seen that? Do you all agree that God is a strong savior of this nation?
Yes.
Oh, how many times has it looked like we've lost it completely? You hear people even on the internet, it's burning. No, it don't burn, we're here. There'll be some little here and there, but we're here.
Yes.
One day when we are taken home, when he comes and takes us home, oh, it will burn. Because the hell itself will start now coming in to take over. We'll be gone. Having dinner over in heaven. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Let's continue. Humiliate those who seek Kenya's harm. Defeat them all. Frustrate their plans to defeat Kenya. And drive them back. Disgrace them all as they have devised their plans to disgrace Kenya. Blow them away like dust in the wind with the angel of Almighty God driving them back. Make the road in front of them nothing but slippery darkness with the angel of Yahweh behind them, chasing them away. Chasing them away. You remember again King Jehoshaphat, when they started saying the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever, what happened? The enemies stand with each other. Devils in the spirit, they start fighting among themselves. It's a kingdom of darkness. In darkness, you see nothing. Huh? You see nothing. Now let's go with the, where is that? Verse 7. For though Kenya did nothing wrong to them, they set a trap for Kenya, wanting Kenya to fail and fall. Hey, come on, fail and fall, people. Did you go fall, fail? Fall and fail? Man says fail and fall. So which one is this? One is actually fail and fall. There's another one. Fall and fail. Man says fail and fall. That's fine. Same. Let's go. So is it surprise? Let's see surprise. Surprise them with the ambush. The ambush, Lord, and catch them in the very trap. They said, okay. It's amazing. See, mine says fail and fall. Okay, let's go to verse 8. Surprise them with your ambush, Lord, and catch them in the very trap they set for Kenya. Let them be the ones to fail and fall into destruction. Then all Kenya's fears will dissolve into limitless joy. A whole being will overflow with gladness because of your mighty deliverance. If everything inside of Kenya will shout it out, there is no one like you, Lord, for look at how you protect the weak and helpless from the strong and heartless who oppress them. That's what he does. That's what he has done for a nation over and over and over and over and over again. I want you to use this. We already declare the word of God, so we are going to pray it out in tongues. So that's the first Israel, the second is Kenya, and the third one is LEAD 24. Of course, VBS and LEAD, beginning on Monday. Of course, Pastor Pakala, I've told you Pastor Pakala came last evening. Then Friday, and Pastor Michael Watson and his team will be arriving, and next week, Tuesday, we'll have Pastor J.B. Whitfield. I want us to go to Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they say, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. That always amazes me. Why would they say he was John the Baptist? Come on, are you seeing, and I've said it over and over again, are you seeing just reasoning in the mind can really lead you astray? Lead you astray. I said something this evening with Pastor Carla picking up from the airport, and then with Deacon Norman, and then I said something that I'd been told by someone who says, "I know." You know, that's what how it's close people who knew the information. I said it, and immediately I said it, I felt like a knife had gotten into my heart, just here in my belly. It was my first time to say, in fact, I'd even not told my wife, Tina. When I said it, I felt bad about it. So today I had to straighten it out. I tell Pascal, you know, this is what when I said that, what I'd been told, it felt so bad. No. First, I called the person who told me. He says, actually, I was told. I said, it's not true. It's a lie. I can tell inside of me it's a lie. When I repeated it, I felt something wrong inside of me. That means it's a lie. Lord, help me that I don't believe even one lie, even a single lie. So then I went and corrected it with Pastor Carl. I said, Pastor Carl, do you know when I said that last evening, I felt bad about it. I knew then it's a lie, and I've called the person to tell the person it's not the truth. Even if you are told, it's not a truth. Then I got a glimpse of something that the person who told this individual, they inclined in a certain direction. So when you are, you know, when you are biased, or myself, any one of us is biased, we make opinions based on our prejudice in our minds, in our thinking. So then I corrected that. Oh, you haven't told any untrue thing this whole week. It's only Wednesday. And there's been several. You see that we have to correct that. And it's good to correct. You understand? Because you find that you have some thoughts and then you are biased in your thinking. And that causes error. It shouldn't be. So then, verse 14. So they say, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." I may say it in this manner. Preciseness. Preciseness comes through the Spirit. You're precise. In fact, it doesn't have you're Christ, Son of the living God. You're Christ, Son of the living God. And then he says, "Blessed are you, Simon, by Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven. And I will say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Now, this is my point I want you to, in praying for this LEAD 24. He says, I will build my church. Upon what? That's Revelation. I will build my church. So let's believe God for this LEAD 24. That there will be the building of the church. And I'm going to say something here. You can go into a meeting and information can be from one head to another. Or it can be from the Spirit and you don't get what is being said by the Spirit. But we pray that there'll be such an empowerment by the Spirit that Pastor J.B. Whitfield and his team, they'll speak by the Spirit and that there may be empowerment to break barriers that affect true godly leadership. Do you see what I'm saying? Because that limitation is not caused by God. It's not caused by God. It's God, for his word to come with power, that it will impart true revelation of godly leadership. The anointing to lead. Anyone who wants anointing to lead? Remember Pastor Kala said that every one of you is a leader. At least you lead one person, yourself. At least you lead one person. And it's your Joseph. At least you are leading one person and it's yourself. So everyone is leading someone, at least one. Some have more, but at least one. Okay, now look at this. There has to be impartation to break barriers. To break barriers. And then, so I'll build my church. Let's pray for the outpouring of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And then look at Mark 16, 19 to 20. I want to say something here. It looks like it's not connected to what to the teachings or to the Lytton 4, but it's actually connected. When Jesus was raised from the dead, just before he ascended, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. I don't know if you've ever imagined of this. You're standing and he's talking and he's done and you start seeing him go up. That's cool, eh? Huh? Until the clouds covered, gone. And then they're still looking. He said, I'm gone. Can you imagine that? I've heard Andrew Womack say, that's where they are called disciples. They are disciples. That's what he said. They are da. And he's telling them, I'm going. You understand? But they still stood there until he took on the intervention of an angel. Men of Galilee, how long will you be here? This man who's been taken up will come the same way. Go home. Go to where he's told you to be. I don't know if the angels could have... I mean, angels, that's the master of God. If angels could not have told them, they could have probably continued. You remember even when Elijah said, I'm going? And even those sons of prophets, they're told, yeah, he was going. And after he left, they came back to Elijah and said, can we go search somewhere? Maybe the Spirit of God took him and dropped him somewhere. Can you imagine God taking you and dropping you somewhere? You remember that? Those are disciples, yeah? Isn't that amazing? I don't know if you read the scriptures and laugh. If you don't love reading the scriptures, you need to do something. Pray more in the Holy Ghost. Really, you see, like, why are they doing this? And they insisted until Elisha said, go. They went, I don't know how many days. They looked and they looked and they came back. We didn't find him. When God begins a work, he finishes. He's taking you to heaven. He's taking you to heaven. So those are the disciples. But look at this in verse Mark 16, 19 to 20. It says, so then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Now look at this, verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Now look at this in this leadership, in these teachings, that there may be accompanying signs. Accompanying signs. But sometimes, if you're not careful, especially in those leadership meetings, if you've attended one, you tend to think in the natural than to receive by the Spirit. Lord, I want an invitation to break barriers that have limited my leadership ability. I need an impartation, Lord. I'm believing you for an impartation. You see what I'm saying? So let's believe God for that. And then let's go then to let's go to Ephesians 1. I pray this scripture regularly for over 20 years now. Going into these scriptures. And mostly hear me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you for the spirit of what? Let me see, verse 15, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love of all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, let's pray it out, believing it. We're going to pray for this, lead 24. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us, this Lead 24, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, who the knowledge of him, the greatest of leaders, the leader of leaders, is never lost any battle, is a great one. The knowledge of him, the eyes of understanding, everyone in attendance in this Lead 24, being enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints and what is exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right and in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only this age, but also that which is to come. And you put all things under his feet and gave him to be head of all. Listen to this. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head. Head is what? That's leadership still. Head over all things to the church, the fullness of which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Let's believe God for that spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let's pray for strength. For the team, strength. I was praying with the staff yesterday, staff prayer, and I kept sensing joy. Joy in this whole lead, joy. Joy. I just say it, and then start thinking about the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Some of us become so busy during that time, like this. If you're not careful, just, what are we doing again today? No, the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's supernatural joy. So we pray for the whole thing be marked with joy. Joy, and Pastor J.B. Whitfield, Pastor Carl, and all the team, the joy of doing it. Huh? Joy of doing it. I've been invited in some places, you teach, and there's joy in doing it. I like it that way. And really, I have to pray long enough and listen and study until there's joy of doing it. It's happened so many times. I like teaching in those KSCF meetings. I'll never forget that one of Kamandura. I did years ago. Was it 2017, I think? Maybe 2017. And so I was told to teach about the Holy Spirit. And therefore, there are about 250 or 300 students, I'm not sure. Sure, it's been years. But then, so the first, of course, it was cold up there in Limuru. The first day I taught, usually they're looking at me. I say, never mind. You will be so glad that you came here because you'll be rejoicing. Okay, praise God. And they just look, observing. Then that was the first day. I said, never mind, we just began. The following day, I went back. They are no longer now just looking. They started becoming excited, and they are preaching with me, and some here and there. The third day, shoo! Oh, my goodness. They're excited. They got baptized in the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues all over. oh my goodness, they got excited. And over the years, it doesn't happen now of, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years. But over the years, we'll go now to another camp and for me to go speak. And I told her, like, you know, you're the one who prayed for me for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I said, oh, I did. Yeah, that really made a difference. God has helped me over the years praying for people in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I enjoy it. And who was it that we prayed for recently? Was it some few days ago? I'm not sure who that was. But anyway, they prayed in tongues and just, anyway. We've been in different places, but I can't remember. Just some, maybe a week or two, I'm not sure. But it was such a wonderful experience. Have you spoken? Yeah. Eh? What was that? A student from Wick. Yeah. After the service, student from Wick. She had been tormented, literally, by devils. Literally. Prayed for her. Cast out devils, actually, out of her. Devils. You know, those ones immediately start praying, they start manifesting. So cast out those devils. And then she got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then, just so wonderful. Just praying in tongues. So, anyway. So, believe God for strength and the joy of the all the team, Pastor Carl and every one of them come, and who are coming, and she's already here, and those who are coming, and then those in attendance, the ability to perceive and receive. I'm going to give you scriptures that you've heard me share on over and over again. I pray this regularly. Let's go to Matthew 13, verse 9. We're going to divide in sections in praying this evening. Verse 9 says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now when you read that, you need to be saying, I've got ears to hear. I hear. So we pray for those in attendance, every one of them, that they may have what? Ears to hear and hear. It's not just ears to hear. Ears to hear and hear. Have you ever talked to someone or someone has ever talked to you and they say, are you hearing what I'm saying? And you didn't hear to hear. All right? And then, especially a husband and wife, if you're not careful, you can just be there. You're not hearing to hear, but you're hearing to answer. No, there's a difference. You hear to hear. And to hear, I may put it in this manner. When you are hearing to hear, you are hearing for the benefit of the person saying and for your own benefit so that you may get the accuracy of what has been said. And that carries emotions and everything else. Okay? Yeah. Okay, my wife, you heard that? Practice. Now look at this. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to do what? To know the mysteries. To know the mysteries or secrets or hidden truths of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it has not been given. So let's pray for people to receive what is being given to them to know the mysteries or secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And then, verse 16, blessed. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Oh, I like it. Blessed are my eyes, for they see. My ears hear. I see that which natural people do not see. I perceive that which natural. Can I have the amplified, please? Not amplified class, but the amplified. I perceive that which natural people cannot even perceive. Let's start verse 9, the amplified. Phew. Okay, verse 9. He who has ears to hear, let him hear and heed my words. Okay, verse 16. Then the disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the crowds in parables? I found them so smart. They didn't understand what he said. But then they say, why are you speaking to them in parables? Then they say, so what does it mean? They're really smart. But then he says, verse 11, Jesus replied to them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted." Verse 16. Stay right there. Where you are before. But whoever has spiritual wisdom because he is due is what? For whoever has spiritual wisdom because he is receptive to God's word, to him more. Can you see what I was talking about? That in those in attendance to be what? To perceive and to receive. Receptive to God's word, to him more will be given, and you'll be richly and abundantly supplied. Oh, the supply begins with the word. The supply begins with the word. Abundantly supplied. But whoever does not have spiritual wisdom because he has devalued God's word. I like the Amplified. It says it's so good. Because you have devalued. If you don't value what is being said, then even what he has will be taken away from him. Is that the words of Jesus? Let's go to verse 16, please. But blessed, spiritually aware, and favored by God. Do words mean anything to you? Okay, does that excite you? But blessed, spiritually aware, and favored by God are your eyes. They are not only spiritually aware, they are favored. Did you hear that? Spiritual aware and favored by God are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Spiritually aware and favored by God. That's wonderful. That's the spirit of wisdom and revelation in operation. So I want us to pray for those in attendance for the ability to perceive, recognize, and receive. And therefore we are getting ready to pray now. All right. So I said the first one, we're praying for Israel. So I'll have this. Let's see if I can have the nearest John. 1, 2, 3. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. No, it's 3, 3. Okay. Let's see. So from here, all the way here. From you, who's behind at the back over there, all the way to Rose on this side, is let's pray for Israel. All right? I gave you the scriptures and all that. So Joseph, from you here, and all the way here, Leah, the way to Elizabeth behind there, Marvel. You guys, do you pray? Or just checking. Boris and Stanley. Boris and Stanley. If we can pray for Kenya, okay? Let's pray for Kenya. Let's speak things. I gave you the scripture. We declare it. And then from you, beautiful, all the way up to Sheila over there, and to the end, Morris and Daniel over here. If we can pray for lead. Even you, Shekin, okay? You can get a step back yesterday. What does little Tina call it? Yeah, little Tina said, "Are we going to Mange? Kida crushed it." Those are tongues. So make sure you Mange, Kida crushed it. Okay, Shekina, you Mange, Kida crushed it, okay? So we pray in tongues. It's so funny. When she goes away a little bit, we miss her. So funny. She thinks we are her playmates. All right, we ready? So we know our assignments. Please be free if you want to walk around over there, but let's pray. Let's pray with tongues and let's pray with understanding. Let's stand up and then I'll lead you in a general prayer and let's get into the spirit. So here on Wednesdays, we don't bring cushions here. I thought there are cushions that we can Those who like kneeling can kneel. All right, praise God. Can we lift up our hands to Him, please? He is our King. Glory to God forever. So, our Lord, we thank You. How we praise You. As covenant people, that You shed Your blood to set us free and bring us into Your kingdom. That as Your word says in Ephesians 3, that we are family of God on earth. We are Your family on earth. And therefore, as it is in heaven, peace, prosperity, we ask it may be on earth as it is in heaven. We ask it may be in Israel as it is in heaven. We ask You that it might be in our nation as it is in heaven. We ask You that it might be in this Lead 24, VBS, Lead 24, as it is in heaven. So, Father, we ask You, let's lift our hands and supplicate this. We ask You for the outpouring of Your Spirit in our midst here. Pour out Your Spirit, Father. Pour out Your Spirit of supplication, of prayers, of intercessions. Grant us utterances. Grant us utterances, Father. Pour out Your Spirit. Strengthen the weak. Strengthen Your people, Father, to soar as we with wings as eagles. Thank You, Lord. Gege Shada, go ahead and be free. Glory to God. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. What can I have? Elder Francis, can you come, please? Praying. You're praying for what? For Israel, the side? Miss Ruth, you're praying for? Okay, can I have you please pray for me? Can you all still stay in that same place? Thank You, Father. Go ahead and start. Then we go ahead and start in the interview. Can you stay right in that place of prayer and just we call it undergirding them. Listen to what they are praying and agree. At some point say, yes, we say that, Lord. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for the opportunity to learn, to increase in knowledge where leadership is concerned. How we know the issues of leadership in this country. And Father, we thank You that even right now it is laid in the hearts of people who need to be here, the value that this workshop, this conference is all about. So Father, we thank You for sensitizing their hearts, a desire to know that they need to be here. Thank You for eyes that see, ears that hear, and hearts that will lay hold of this information, this knowledge for change. We thank You, Father, for the table that You are laying for Victory Faith Church and everyone associated with this church and all that who will come because they saw the advertisement, they were told, they were able to lay hold of this information. We pray for them. We pray for a hunger, a thirst, a desire for godly leadership material for growth for generations. In the name of Jesus, thank You for Pastor JB, Pastor Carla, Pastor Davis, Pastor Michael, and the Agape Faith team. Thank You, Lord, for what You already are preparing in their hearts, what they already know, tailor making it to suit this environment in the name of Jesus, that there will be a divine connection, a divine ability to draw from what the Spirit of the Lord has placed within them. Thank You for utterances by the Spirit, the ability to speak, not as mere men, but those that You have anointed to bring forth the now word, the rhema word, where leadership is concerned. them. Thank you for strength over the speakers. We speak the strength of the Lord. There'll be joy released. There'll be such a communion of what you have laid in store for us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, strengthening us, making us be in such a union with your presence, with the speakers, in the name of Jesus. And we bind every element against the ability to hear. We bind familiarity where we would say, we know this, we've heard this. We bind that spirit. We thank you for the ability to receive us children, that which you lay hold, which you bring forth in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for protection over each and everyone who comes here. We speak the blood of Jesus over everyone that you have appointed to be here from wherever they are coming from. We thank you for ease of movement. Those that are coming out of town, out of this country, thank you for favor, for your protection. Father, we thank you for provision. Every area that is not covered, Father, we receive divine provision for your work, even where leadership is concerned. Thank you, Father. We bless you and honor you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Father, we continue to bless your name. How grateful we are tonight that you would give us the privilege to stand and intercede for this great nation of Kenya. The Bible tells us all that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. That's who we are. Oh Lord, we are those that are blessing you for what you have done. The Bible continues to say that you have broken the bars of iron and you have laid asunder every distraction that the enemy has set for this nation. Tonight, God, we contend for the soul of the nation of Kenya. We declare the will of God over the nation of Kenya. We are calling on the God of heaven, your masters, oh God, over the nation of Kenya, the will of God perpetuated in the nation. Oh Lord, our Father, tonight we pray for your grace to be evident even in this nation, oh God. As the hours are clocking, we are declaring the plan of the kingdoms of this world is defeated, even concerning tomorrow. Oh Lord, our God, we want to believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord says that Kenya is a sheep nation rising. Kenya is a springboard of revival. Kenya is a nation that has economic power. Oh, we declare tonight in the authority of the word of God that Kenya is peaceful. So we dare move forward and call August a joyful month. August is a joyful month in Kenya. August is a peaceful month in Kenya. In August, there will not be destruction. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we contend by the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood over this nation, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, and across all the central regions. We speak the blood. We speak the blood. We speak the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we declare that the enemy that is contending for this nation is destroyed, is destroyed. Every plant that the Father has not planted in the nation of Kenya, we are rooting out, we are rooting out, we are rooting out in the name of Jesus. The diviners are being driven mad by the word of God. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we join with the angelic force to surround this nation with our prayers of faith. So we are declaring, oh Lord our God, confusion in the enemy's camp, confusion in the camp of the enemy, confusion over every stress of darkness in this nation. And in the name of Jesus, we are declaring, oh God, oh, a hedge of protection across every institution, over every city, over every village, over our road network, over our airways, oh God. We are declaring tonight a hedge of protection by the blood of Jesus. Oh Father, tonight, oh God, we are declaring there is so much peace in this nation, oh God, because there will not be no heckling tomorrow. Whoever tries to heckle, the Bible reminded us this, oh God, in Psalms 35, that, oh Lord, you are defeating the hecklers and you are casting them away. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we surround the businesses of the hardworking people of this nation with the blood of Jesus. We are declaring no more loss of the economic gain of this nation on account of people who don't know where they are going. So we elevate the will of God over the nation in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that our security agents, oh God, are guided by the Spirit of the Lord. We are reminded that it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. So we allow the Spirit of the Lord to flood this nation as the waters cover the sea. The Spirit of the Lord is moving to and fro, and he is creating order where there is disorder in the hearts of the people, oh God. We are declaring the fear of the Lord is starting to reign. The fear of the Lord is ruling in their decisions. The fear of the Lord is guiding their decisions. The fear of the Lord is informing their actions. The fear of the Lord is spread across this nation, oh God, right from the president to the young people, oh God. Father, we know that we only have one enemy, and his work is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the Bible says that Jesus came that he may destroy the works of darkness. So we lift up the name of Jesus over this land, the name of Jesus in our homes, the name of Jesus in our institutions, the name of Jesus wherever your people are found. Oh God, the name is reigning. Your name is ruling. Your name is reigning. Your name is ruling across this nation. Oh God, therefore we declare, oh, Kenya is so peaceful. Kenya is so peaceful. The nations of the world are in awe. And even if they wonder what is happening, we already know the Lord is fighting our battles. You are the one that is reigning, oh God. You are the captain of the army. Oh, therefore you're fighting for the soul of the nation. And we thank you. We believe it. We receive it. And we call it so. So we declare peace in Kenya. Peace in Kenya. Peace in Kenya, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus, the Lamb of God, tonight you are worthy, the Lamb of God, worthy to receive all power and riches and glory and wisdom and strength and blessing. We honor you, Lamb of God. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. The Lamb of God is worthy. The Lamb of God is worthy. The blood is worthy. It's the blood of the covenant. And Lord, you've said you have a covenant with David. The city of David is Jerusalem. And you say, I will protect this city. For the sake of my servant David, I will protect, I will defend this city. You will defend Jerusalem, Father. You will defend Jerusalem because of the covenant. Tonight, rather, we stand on that covenant, even the new covenant, saying there is the power of the blood. The power of the blood of the covenant is over Jerusalem. It's over Israel. It's over the seed of David to protect it. And so, Father, we thank you that today you are rising up in power and defending Israel. You are rising up in power and defending her cities. You are rising up in power and defending her boundaries. In the name of Jesus, we declare the boundaries of Israel have fallen in pleasant places, and they are good inheritance. This is the inheritance of the people of God. So we come and stand in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we and our children stand in the gap over the city of Jerusalem, declaring peace be upon Jerusalem. Peace be upon Jerusalem. The favor of God be upon Jerusalem. So tonight, O Lord, we declare you are raising up defenders. You are raising up her defenses in the spirit realm where the enemy cannot see. We are not walking by sight, we are walking by faith. And we declare the fire of God. There is a ring of fire of God over Jerusalem, over Israel, that every arrow of the enemy will fall to the ground harmless. No weapon formed against Jerusalem will prosper. Those raising up their voices against that city, against that nation, we declare that you are turning their words to nothing. All those who have risen up to curse her, their words are useless. Oh, no one can curse Israel. No one will curse Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, every false prophecy, every false god rising up against Israel, or form of witchcraft, we bind you in the name of Jesus. You spirit of Balaam, wherever you are, we shut you up. By the power of God, we lift up the rod of Moses over the city, and we declare Jerusalem and the entire of Israel, they are protected. This is the descendant of David, and you are defending her, O God. You are rising up. Oh, Lord, rise up in your power. Let your glory be a shield upon Jerusalem today, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, because this is the heritage of the people of God. This is the heritage of the descendants of David. Oh, how we declare peace be upon you, Jerusalem. Peace. No more fear in that city. In the name of Jesus, no more fear, no more fear. Oh, Father, we take authority over the spirit of fear, over the spirit of intimidation, over the airwaves. Every station that has been broadcasting lies, that has been broadcasting fear over Israel, we judge that voice. Thank you, Lord, for a shift, a major shift, that this is not going to last anymore. We are coming to the end of this thing, because you are rising up in power, O God, and showing yourself strong where Jerusalem, where the nation of Israel is concerned. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Will you lift up your voice? Thank you. Praise God. Glory to God. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let me read an email I got here early this morning from Vision for Israel, which is Barry and Batia Seeger. He said, dear friends, Today we come to you with an urgent prayer request. The situation in Israel is dire. Of course, they live in Israel. As threats from Iran and its allies grow even more serious. The recent attacks have targeted civilians, with the world seeming to turn a blind eye to these threats. It's a time of great uncertainty, and the people of Israel need our prayers more than ever. The reality of living under constant threat is one of that no nation should have to endure. Over the past year, the people of Israel have faced unimaginable horrors and atrocities which have left men in a state of fear and anxiety. The stories of terror and violence weigh heavily on our hearts, and the threats from Iran continue to loom large. The recent attack of the Druze village of Majdal Shams and the daily assaults from Hezbollah at the north have left the nation being vulnerable and uncertain. Yet, amidst the fear and uncertainty, we hold firm to our faith in the scriptures and the promises of God. We stand on His word, knowing that He's our refuge and strength. Today we call on you, our friends and fellow believers around the world, to join us in prayer for the people of Israel. Pray for peace, which you've done, and security, for comfort and strength, and for God's protection of our nation. Here's a few specific prayer points. You can have them on time. You can watch even this video. For supernatural protection over the lives of civilians and IDF soldiers. IDF is a Israel Defense Force. For the Lord to give wisdom and power to our defense and political leaders to make the right decisions. That's critical for the nation. To help our forces discover the enemy's plan before they come to pass. That's important. In other words, you are ahead of the enemy. For the Lord to comfort His people, and then for unity and peace among our people. As we pray together, let us be encouraged. I had Ella Francis Evans praying that by the power of God's promises, let us believe that the God of Israel is with us, guiding us and strengthening us. We are not alone. We will not be afraid, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. Self-control. Join us in declaring God's victory over fear and uncertainty. I had Ella Francis do that actually. Let us pray actively and regularly for Israel, knowing that our prayers have the power to bring about change and healing. Together, we can stand strong in faith, trusting in the miracles that God will continue to perform in our lives and our world. Thank you for your prayers and support. May God bless you and keep you always with heartfelt gratitude, Barry and Bertie. We've prayed that this evening. Praise God. Father, we are grateful. We're thankful. So thankful again for the covenant that you've said we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. We receive that mercy. For Israel, we receive that mercy and grace. For our nation, Kenya, we receive that mercy and grace. For VBS and Lead 24, all the speakers and all that we'll do, Father, in bringing this to glory and honor to you, we are so, so thankful for your goodness. Father, we thank you and we proclaim you are good and your mercy endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah.